At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today we're going to talk about femininity. I'm so excited and I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for supporting me and for listening to my podcast, for supporting me on all my different endeavors, my coaching, my TikTok, all of my brand, my promo posts that I post, my swimwear line. Just thank you guys so much for everything, my Instagram. I'm so grateful, and yeah, just thank you guys. And I wanted to take a second to say that I offer feminine coaching, I offer femininity coaching, I offer relationship coaching, dating coaching, celibacy coaching, all of these types of things you can find on my website if you want to go deeper with me one-on-one. I love all of my clients, and coaching has become such a beautiful part of my life, and yeah, I would love to serve you in that way. Yeah, so also you can follow my Instagram and my TikTok, which are Victoria Duval. And yes, I think that's my little spiel. That's all for this little intro bit. But yeah, so today we're going to talk about femininity. I know you guys have been wanting to hear this podcast for a while, as well as the celibacy one. But the celibacy podcast is actually not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a YouTube video. And I know everyone wants me to make a YouTube, but I want my celibacy one to be my first one. And I keep taking that first video and then not liking exactly what I said or something. I'm honestly just being a perfectionist with it. And then I don't post it, and then I try to take another one. So I'm gonna try to take another one, a final celibacy video for YouTube this week, and hopefully that will, I just need to stop being such a perfectionist and just upload it. So hopefully I'll get that out this week, and then be able from there, once I start and get my foot in the door, just be able to post every week. That is my goal. So anyway, let's talk about femininity. So femininity is basically, in a woman, her receptivity, her connection to life, how flowing she is, how sensual she is, how in connection she is with her true nature. So in a woman, that's what it looks like, how connected she is to her emotions, how connected she is to her innermost knowing, her intuition, how much she honors herself, how fierce she is with her boundaries. When you're connected to your femininity, you're deeply connected to your worth. You can't be feminine without deeply knowing your worth. And from there, your boundaries are extremely strong. You know your worth. You stand in your power. You don't allow these little stupid connections with boys that treat you badly. You're in your power. You're empowered. You're connected to your oracle, which is basically your feminine intuition, which is stronger than male intuition, where it's more connected to God, to life. All of these things are femininity, right? And I would say that the only way to allow your femininity to come out, the main thing that femininity needs, which is why there's that polar opposite with masculinity and femininity, what femininity needs to flow, to come out, to feel safe, it needs masculine protection. And what that is a safe container created by the masculine where you can then feel safe to allow yourself to flow. Because femininity is vulnerable, it's raw, it's all of those types of things. And you need to feel safe to allow that to flow. If you notice that when you're around a man who is makes you feel unsafe, whether that be he makes you feel emotionally unsafe, like maybe he's texting other girls, he's cheating on you, or maybe just he doesn't value what you say, whatever, you don't feel as safe to open up. You don't feel as safe to be vulnerable. You don't feel as safe to show him your heart. You may start playing these mind games, start, you know, coming from this really wounded energy. That's not feminine. That's not femininity. That's just wounded energy. That's wounded little girl energy. And people who aren't connected to their femininity will consciously put themselves in those types of situations. But of course, you know, if even if you are connected to your femininity, maybe you're having a conversation with a boss or a coworker or something, and he just doesn't make you feel comfortable. So you retreat. Right. So what that means is that he doesn't make you feel that safe masculinity, that safe masculine presence, that safe masculine container, because masculinity is emotional safety. Yes, it's physical safety too, protecting you physically. But what it really is emotional safety. So the key to femininity in yourself is giving yourself that masculine container. You cannot expect to receive that outside of you until you have created a healthy relationship with your masculine. So I would say that before you even go into your femininity, the first thing that you need to do is create a healthy relationship with your masculine. What that means is coming into your safe container with yourself. And I'm gonna give an example with celibacy. So for me, I didn't trust myself to keep myself safe before I had gone on my celibacy journey. I was coming from a wounded energy. I was engaging with men that didn't make me feel emotionally safe. Even if they weren't doing terrible things to me, I still didn't feel emotionally safe with them. So I didn't have a strong enough relationship with my own masculine to keep myself safe. I had a wounded relationship with my masculine and a wounded relationship with my feminine. So the wounded relationship with my masculine, maybe for some people it shows up as like hyper independence, like aggressiveness, toxicity, fighting, those types of things. Those aren't masculine. Those are wounded little boy energy, wounded little male energy. It's not masculinity at all. There's this quote and it says like, you know, masculinity isn't toxic. The absence of it is. Although I disagree, there is, you know, that wounded masculine energy, which is, it's not, I wish there was a different word to describe it, because that's not masculinity. It's just wounded, you know, whatever it is, wounded masculine energy. But true masculine energy, there's nothing toxic about it. It's completely safe. But most men and most men do not have a safe relationship with their masculine. They aren't showing up as true masculine men. If they were, there would be no violence against women, because masculinity is safe. Masculinity is loving and protective, and it makes women and femininity feel safe to flow, and women as a whole don't feel that right now. So masculinity is, you need to have a safe relationship and a healthy relationship with your masculine if you want to have a healthy relationship with your feminine. So are you protecting yourself? Do you feel safe in your boundaries? Do you only allow the highest caliber of men to come around you? Do you feel safe with the men that you're allowing in your life? Do you feel safe with the situations that you put yourself in? Do you feel that you're honoring your boundaries? Do you feel that you're standing in your power? Do you feel that you honor what you need? Do you feel that you create that safety for yourself to allow your feelings to flow? Do you have negative self-talk with yourself? Like when you maybe want to try something or be vulnerable, do you tell yourself, oh, shut up, you're stupid, have this negative self-talk? This is all wounded relationship with your masculine. This is an unhealthy relationship. This is not masculine, right? But of course, in all of us, we have masculinity and femininity. And to allow for one to thrive, the other one has to be healthy. So for your femininity to thrive, you have to have a healthy relationship with your masculine. And it's the exact same for masculine men. For a man, so for example, for my partner, for him to be truly masculine, he has to have a very healthy relationship with his feminine. If he didn't, he wouldn't be able to hold the feminine spectrum of emotions because he wouldn't even be able to hold his own. So that's, you know, have you ever met a man that is so uncomfortable by his own emotions, like he can't express his own emotions, he can't be vulnerable, whatever, and then he also can't do that for you, duh, because, you know, he can't even do it for himself, let alone you. You know, it's not a masculine man, he doesn't have a healthy relationship with his feminine. So you need to have a healthy relationship with your masculine. That's number one. And for me, I really started getting into this when I went celibate, because I created that. I really got serious about creating a safe container for myself. I recognized that the common denominator was me. You know, before I was blaming these other things, well, this happens and I felt like a victim and this happens and you know, it's this person's fault and that person's fault and whatever. And I was coming from this very victimhood energy. But when I took accountability for where I was and in my life, I realized that I was the common denominator and I was the one who was putting myself in situations where I didn't feel emotionally safe or I didn't feel physically safe or my heart wasn't really protected and loved and cherished and honored and devoted to, you know, all of these things. I wasn't, you know, whatever you allow will continue or something like that. Like I'm the common denominator there, you know, someone else is just, they're doing what they can, but they couldn't do it if I wasn't allowing myself to be in that situation. If I had a more strong relationship with my masculine, I wouldn't have let myself, and with my feminine, I wouldn't have let myself be in those situations. So number one, have a healthy relationship with your masculine. Start getting strong on your boundaries, all of the things that I mentioned before. Start really taking your safety seriously, your emotional safety seriously, your boundaries seriously, all of those things. So from there, from that safety that you create for yourself, for that safe container that you create for yourself, then you allow your feminine to flow. And femininity isn't something so much that you need to practice or you know, coax out or something like that. All you need to do is create a safe space for your femininity to blossom, because your femininity wants to come out. Your femininity is your core. Your femininity is your nature. But because we're coming from such a wounded space, she intuitively knows, because she's smart, you know, she can't fully be safe here. And you're not in a feminine energy. Your femininity is vulnerable. It's not going to come out if it doesn't feel fully safe. So if you create that safe space for yourself, you will feel safe with yourself. Your feminine will feel safe with yourself to start blossoming. And this is all just within you. This has nothing to do with another person. So within yourself, if you create that safety, your femininity will feel safe from you. Your femininity will literally be like, thank God she finally gave me a safe space to come out. I've been wanting to come out. I want to be vulnerable and sensual and connected to life and connected to myself and connected to my emotions and connected to God and connected to my intuition and connected to all that I am and in my full embodiment and in my whole full power. But you need to get there, to give her that opportunity to come out and to flourish and to blossom. You need to give her a safe space to do so. And so once you do that, once you master that, you then know what you need from a partner. So first, it has to happen within you. And then second, you can go outside of yourself and say, okay, well, I know exactly what it feels like to feel safe with myself, and then my femininity can flow. And when you create that trust with yourself, you can then go into situations and say, like, you know I have a healthy relationship with my feminine. So if my feminine doesn't feel safe here, that's a signal for me that this person is not safe. And I now have a healthy relationship with my femininity, whereas before, because you might have had a wounded relationship with your feminine and your masculine, if you were in a relationship or coming in relation with a man, even if he was truly safe, you may not have been able to even feel that or receive that because you have such a wounded relationship with your feminine and with your masculine and with yourself as a whole. So you can't really, because you're disconnected from your feminine oracle, you're disconnected from your boundaries, it's hard for you to truly, you lack trust with yourself because you're not coming from a whole embodied space. So when you get into that space, you can then create that trust with yourself individually. So then when you go outside of you, you have such trust with yourself that you say, like, you know, if I don't feel free and safe to be vulnerable here, I don't feel safe to let myself flow. I don't feel safe to share my emotions, to be sensual and all that I am. If I don't feel safe to do that, you know, it's because of that other person. They're not creating that safety for me. And I know that for sure because I have a safe relationship with myself. So that's really key with dating, is creating that safety and that femininity within you first, so that when you date, you're coming from an empowered space and you know exactly what's safe and what isn't. Because if you don't know what is, if you're, you know, doing unsafe things with yourself and putting yourself in unsafe situations, you're not going to know what's safe and what's not with you. So then of course you won't have an accurate meter for somebody else. And then also with femininity, just once you do get to that space, once you do get to that masculine safety within yourself and you create that ability to allow your feminine to flow, just create that intention. Create that intention for yourself to you know, keep blossoming in that space, keep coaxing her out. Well, you know, as I said before, you don't need to coax her out. You just need to create the space. But once you do, invite her, tell her she's safe. That's what, you know, what you would want from a man, right? And so tell that to yourself, you know, you're safe to come out. Start doing practices with yourself, like sensual practices. For example, you can rub lotion on yourself in super sensual ways and bring your sensuality, which is your femininity, into everything you do. Bring your presence and your connection and your fullness to life in everything you do. Even, you know, for myself, when I am doing my morning routine in the bathroom, just doing my face, my skincare, all that, I really make it like a sensual practice. I feel connected to my face and I feel all the sensations on my skin. And when I lotion myself after the shower, I tune into my body, because femininity is being in your body. It's feeling. Femininity is literally feeling. So many of us are so disconnected from ourselves that we are numb to feeling, to the sensations of feeling. So you want to really tap into your body and drop into your body. And of course, that's vulnerable, right? So to be in that space, you have to feel safe with yourself, with your own masculinity, to be in that vulnerable, sensual feeling space. And of course, then again, when you bring that with a man, when you get in partnership, if you're, you know, going to be partnering with a man, you are looking for a man who makes you feel so emotionally safe, who makes your heart feel so safe and so protected, and that he would never hurt you, and that he's so devoted to you and you feel his devotion fully. Then your femininity feels safe to come out. You feel safe to be vulnerable. You feel safe to be sensual, all of those things. But yeah, like really drop into your body and feel the sensations. Start giggling, like start just allowing yourself to be playful. Femininity is playful. Allow yourself to play with life. Femininity is like flirting, like that. Flirt with life. You don't have to have a partner to be doing all these things. It's actually ideal and better. And honestly, I think the only way is if you do it, you know, maybe you have a partner and you do it and you haven't done it before, fine. But what I really believe is that you have to do it with yourself first. So yeah, do it with yourself first. So start flirting with life. Flirt with the trees and the breeze and feel it all around you, and start, you know, really dropping into your body and feeling the sensations on your skin. And all of this is now moving to sexuality. We have lost as a society, there is an attack on femininity. Because men are so unsafe currently, they're coming from such an unsafe energy and they're coming from such a wounded energy, femininity doesn't feel safe to come out and also is being attacked because that, like, masculine men, truly masculine, and listen to my other podcast to listen to actually understand what masculine men means, because it is so distorted in our current society. But masculine men is safety. Masculine men are safe, emotionally safe. They honor women. They devote themselves to women. They bow to women. They surrender to women. They surrender to feminine knowledge. They surrender to the oracle of the feminine. So femininity, because we don't have as a collective that masculinity, we have these wounded little boys, these toxic, wounded, aggressive, violent, non-masculine little boys running amok. they are consciously attacking the feminine because it threatens them, because the femininity is what they don't want to see in themselves. Because masculine men, they are completely comfortable with their femininity, whereas these wounded little boys are not, because they're so disconnected from themselves. So they attack the feminine. They also know how powerful women are, and feminine women are, and how connected to themselves and their worth and their boundaries they are. So they attack us and push us down and create these wounded girls and these wounded women so that we're more more exploitable. We're more easily able to fall for their games and to allow them to control us and all of those types of things. So what was I saying? Anyway, sexuality. So I just went on a little rant there, but
at Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward with each new idea, innovation, and partnership. We're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Sexuality, one of the things with your yoni, which is your vagina, your yoni is everything. Your vagina, your labia, your clitoris, your womb, your cervix, all of that. So your yoni, so there's the current way that sexuality is being practiced is coming from such a masculine energy. It's coming from this energy of this focus on, first of all, on doing and performing and being and getting to this end goal of orgasming and of this aggression. And it's very, it's a wounded, you know, male fantasy is what has taken over. And women even, what they consider their own sexuality, which is not their true sexuality, because you can't really know your sexuality if you aren't connected fully to yourself, to your femininity, to your masculinity, if you aren't fully in your embodiment, if you aren't fully connected to God, to life, you will always be coming from this wounded sexual energy and be eroticizing your wounds, eroticizing your pain, performing sexually, all of these things. So when you What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm like going on so many rants, guys. Sorry, I'm talking pretty fast, but listen to it over if you need, because I need to get all this out. But your sexuality, the yoni is basically being desensitized. Women are being desensitized. And it's the attack, again, of the feminine, my computer just turned off, but basically your yoni is being desensitized and you're not dropping into your feeling body because you don't feel safe. So because you don't feel truly safe in your heart, do you feel honored and devoted to and respected? And does your heart feel so safe when you're having sexual encounters? If not, you are not going to feel comfortable to be in your femininity and to be in your feeling body. If you don't feel truly in your most safest space when you're being sexual with another, if you don't feel that your heart is so protected and so safe and that this person literally thinks of you as so sacred and honors your body and honors your spirit and honors your soul and is so devoted to you, if you don't feel that sexually from another person, you're not going to feel safe. Your femininity is not going to feel safe. You're not going to feel safe. And so therefore, what happens when the femininity doesn't feel safe? They numb, they retreat, they fall back, and they come in this wounded masculine energy or this numbed nothing energy. So either women are being too, they're favoring what these wounded men are doing, where they're coming in this wounded, aggressive, masculine energy that's not actually masculine. It's just this toxic, wounded male energy. Coming from there, or you're going to just desensitize. So you don't really have that much more feeling in your yoni. Maybe you have trouble orgasming. Maybe you don't feel much in your yoni. Maybe you don't feel that deep, like playful life energy when you're being sexual. All of these things, maybe when you're being penetrated, you don't truly feel it. All of these things are the lack of femininity, the lack of safety in the situation, in your sexuality. So that's another example where the key to reversing that, the key to moving through that is creating a safe space in your own sexuality where you are honoring yourself and making your own heart feel so safe. So that means with yourself first. So in your own self-pleasure, creating a really safe space where you're, of course, you don't watch porn. You're not doing these harmful things. You're not eroticizing your wounds. You're really sitting in your body and making love to yourself. Then your femininity is going to feel safe to come out. Then your feeling body is going to feel safe to come out. So you'll notice the first things you'll probably feel are pain because it's been so suppressed. So when you allow yourself to feel, your body will likely have numbed things out. So the first thing you'll feel will likely be pain. Then if you allow yourself to sit with that pain and to feel it fully, you will get to the other side, which is you will be able to alchemize that pain and feel it, because pain needs to be felt for it to be released. So you'll be able to feel everything if you allow yourself to feel. If you create that safe masculine container for yourself and your own sexuality, you will allow yourself to feel, and then you'll likely feel pain, and then you'll be able to release that and move through to the other side, which is true feeling and true connectedness to life and pleasure. And that's being truly alive, is when you're connected to your femininity, when you're connected to your feeling body, when you're not suppressing anything, when you're not coming from these wounded spaces, then you feel truly alive. So that's another area where femininity is and your feeling body is not being fully embodied, or not being fully as a collective. It's not even present, because you know, our femininity is smart and knows that we don't feel safe here. So it's not gonna flow. And your body's gonna try to protect you by numbing or performing or doing whatever. And all of that can be reversed if you start having a healthy relationship with your masculine and start setting boundaries, getting really in deep in connection with your worth, doing the trauma work, the deep work, the healing work that needs to get done. All of that is masculine. And then from there, you can have a healthy relationship with your feminine by creating a safe space for your femininity to flow. And then also, all of that is like the beautiful, sensual parts of femininity. And then there's also that feminine rage, that feminine chaos, that feminine disorder. And that's also extremely healing and needed. And the feminine rage, I posted something on my Instagram today. It was like, feminine rage will heal the world. And what that means is, it's kind of like what I was talking about before. So for me, I have a healthy relationship with my masculine and with my feminine. So when I actually told this, you know, I had a situation. Well, actually, I'm not even going to go there. But let's say you have you go and you are in a space where men are saying things that make you feel unsafe and uncomfortable. Say you go and you're hanging out with another man. Say it's a guy you know, whatever. He starts making comments that make you uncomfortable. If you have a safe relationship with your feminine and with your masculine and you truly trust yourself, you'll know, okay, this is not okay. This makes me feel unsafe. When the feminine feels unsafe, she speaks. She says she feels unsafe. She speaks her mind, or she removes herself. But there's a rage there, a destructive, like, fierceness. There's a ferocity around it, right? And so when you don't feel safe, there's a primal ferocity when you are truly in your connection that you will bring out. And say, like, no, I don't feel safe. And if that man is in his healthy masculine, which most of the time he's not, but if he is, so this is what's supposed to happen. This is the balance, right? So women are like the all-knowing oracle, the power, the ones who are connected, and men are the safety, the protectors, the ones who create that safe space for the feminine to be all that she is. So if a man is in his masculine and if a woman is in her feminine and a man says something or does something that makes her feel unsafe, she will allow that rage, that ferocity to come forth, and he will then bow to it. He will surrender and submit to her oracle and say, I trust her feminine connection to herself. And so if she says that something is not safe here, it's not safe. So then there's more work that I need to do. And then I need to go inside and figure out where I'm not providing safety, where I'm not showing up safely, where I'm not being in my masculine, which is showing up safely. You know what I mean? That's what masculine is. And then from there, we, as a collective, we heal. So imagine if that was how the world worked. For example, in my partnership, we both have very healthy connections with our feminine and our masculine. So those types of dynamics happen naturally. And all of these dynamics that I'm talking about happen naturally in my partnership because my man is so masculine. So I feel safe to be in my feminine because he's so masculine. He's so safe. He's such a protector. He protects my heart. He protects my emotions. He makes me feel safe. He makes me feel that I'm able to be vulnerable. He has a healthy connection with his feminine, all of these things. But just say on this one level, that is how, as a partnership, you guys heal. If the woman has a healthy connection with her feminine, and the man has a healthy connection with his masculine, and she lets him know, I don't feel safe here, coming from my oracle, coming from my deepest knowing, from my intuition, this isn't okay with me. And then he will say, I surrender to that knowledge. Let me do better. Let me create more safety. Let me create more of a protective container. And in that way, he can lead and lead the masculine can only lead if the feminine is giving consistent feedback on which direction she's trying to go. But the feminine is more chaotic and has more, it's kind of like, yeah, it's more chaotic. And so she's telling him from her knowing, from her oracle, this is what I want. This is what makes me feel safe. This is what I need. And then he kind of calculates that. My man kind of says it in a, he makes this joke where he says like, I'm like a computer. So you give me your input and then I take it all in and then I spit it out and tell us where we're going. And that is literally the exact relationship with the masculine and the feminine. So the feminine rage, on a collective, imagine if that happened, if, you know, women said, no, this isn't, you guys aren't showing up as true masculine men here. I don't feel truly safe here. Fix it. And then they literally stepped into that calling and stepped up as leaders and stepped up into all that they are and said, like, you know, I can do better here. Let me step up into my power and to more into my power. Thank you for calling me more into all that I am, for, you know, calling me and beckoning me into the fullness of my masculinity. And let me create more safety for you, and let me create more of a protective container for you. All of those things. So feminine rage, that's, you know, as a collective, not happening, unfortunately. But the way to heal that is if women... Well, I'm not even going to go into that. So I'm going to go into it. That will be another podcast, the way to heal the masculine and feminine on a collective. You can do this individually. And also feminine rage and feminine chaos and the innate oracle of the feminine, who is fierce and ferocious and primal, she will heal the world. Because literally, when the woman cries, that's the earth crying, that's God crying. So when the woman is in pain, everything is not, when women as a collective are crying out, the earth is crying out, God is crying out, we are not in balance. And currently, women are crying out, we're actually not crying out enough, we're not saying our truth enough, we're not standing in our power enough, we're actually suppressing our cries right now. But I see right now that there's more of a turn where women are, you know, there is this turn where women are crying out more. So when women fully cry out with that ferocity, with that destructive, chaotic, primal cry, like, we are wounded, you are hurting us, we are in pain, like, all of that, that will heal the world. But the way that we individually do that is if we individually do that with our partners, and if we reject and leave the men who are not in their masculinity alone. There's nothing that they can do for us until they step into their masculinity. And as women, our responsibility is to leave them alone. They're wounded, they're dying, their kind needs to die off. It's kind of like how a lioness, when one of her cubs is injured, she might kill the cub or leave the cub behind if it's not strong enough to keep going. That is, as women, what we need to do with men. We need to keep the men and find the men and allow the men who are safe and masculine to rise with us and to come with us. And the ones who are not strong enough to come with us, aka they are unsafe for women, they might be aggressive, toxic, wounded, all of those things, we need to let them die off. And letting them die off means that we don't engage with them, we don't have sex with them, we don't talk to them, we don't date them, we don't give them the time of day, we ignore them, we shun them, we allow them to sit with themselves. And man's primary thing in life is he wants to be with a woman. He wants to have sex with a woman. He wants to be in his purpose, but he also really, men, woman is like the... Women are beautiful and sensual and attractive, and a man is just attracted to a woman. He wants to be with women. You know, of course, this is heterosexual men. And there's other dynamics with this, of course. But for heterosexual men and for men, and even, you know, men who are gay or present in other ways, bisexual, anything, they also... you know, really like respect and bow to the sensuality and the beauty of the woman. And so men, if we leave them alone, they will rise, but we have to completely leave them alone because they need to figure out their own shit on their own and their kind needs to die off. We need to repopulate and to have sex with and to engage and to be with the men who are safe, who are in their masculinity. We need to be having kids with those men. We need to be finding those men. And what does that take for us to be finding those men? It takes us to be in our power. It takes us to be in connection with ourselves, because we can't get with the men who are in connection with themselves if we're not in connection with ourselves. For example, my man, he wouldn't have wanted me 4 years ago. I was coming from a really wounded space. I was a wounded woman. He wants a woman in her power. He is my one true love. He always has been and always will be. But he would never have been able to find me if I had not chosen myself, because how could my one true love find me if I'm not even in connection with who I am? It can't happen. And people think, oh, what's for me won't miss me. Not true. If you are not in alignment with yourself, what's for you will miss you. Just look at your parents, look at your grandparents, look at the people around you who go their whole lives, you know, in these wounded, toxic situations, and they never got the fullness of what life had for them because they settled, because they didn't choose the courageous path to be in the fullness of all that they are. So with that being said, the way forward is to choose the men who are truly in their power, who truly make you feel safe, to do the work as a woman on your own, and then rise and meet the men who are also risen and be with those men, and to completely leave alone the men who are toxic and wounded and are truly not masculine, who are aggressive and dramatic and just annoying and just a nuisance to a truly empowered, embodied woman. They can't do anything for us. But currently we have all the collective of these wounded women giving their time to these wounded men and then getting hurt and hurt and hurt. And these men are being rewarded for their poor behavior. And that can't go on anymore. And will never heal. So the feminine rage, and realizing how powerful you truly are and coming home to yourself and then rising and then meeting another man who has already risen, that's where the power is. That's where that feminine ferocity, where that fierceness comes in. All of that. So that is... that's like an overview of, you know, femininity and coming into your femininity. So I hope you guys enjoyed. That was a pretty long podcast. And yeah, so if you guys want to do more work on this, please book a one-on-one session with me. I love my clients. I love coaching. And I would be so excited to start doing my coaching with you. And also I'm going to do like a 3-package and a 6-package for my coaching, because I think that will actually be better, because honestly, like doing like a one session, that's the only thing I'm offering right now, is really not that helpful, because to really see results, you need to be doing it like weekly, these sessions with me. But also, you know, if you're having like something that you want to talk about, we could do it one time. But I think the real transformation starts when you do this weekly, when you really commit to yourself. So yeah. So that is my podcast on femininity, and I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, and you guys can follow my Instagram and my TikTok, Victoria Duvall. And also you guys can leave me a tip if you really like this episode. I'm going to leave the link below, but yeah, you guys can leave me a tip and it helps me, you know, continue making my podcast. So yeah, I love you guys. Oh my goodness, I just hit my microphone. But I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. And I'll see you next week for my podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.